This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. While the immigration debate in this country is playing out almost entirely on the southern border, the changes the Trump administration has made to how people are able to enter the United States is affecting what happens on the northern border as well. 2 years ago, there were so few asylum seekers trying to enter Canada from here that the Canadians basically didn't even keep track. Well, they do now. Since February of last year, 37,000 people have crossed into Canada from the United States asking for asylum. A lot of them have wound up in Toronto, where they need food and shelter. And as Marketplace's Emma Jacobs reports, somebody to foot the bill.
I met Louis, an asylum seeker from Nigeria, at a Toronto coffee shop. He asked us to call him only by his middle name to protect his identity. He says he once owned an ad agency, but decided to leave Nigeria to escape religious persecution. He and his family landed in the U.S. earlier this year on a tourist visa. He says with all the changes in U.S. immigration policy, they were discouraged by the prospects of getting asylum there.
I couldn't hold on to anything. It wasn't promising. It was scary.
So in June, they headed to Canada with nothing but the money in his wife's purse. Like many asylum applicants, they turned to Toronto's homeless shelter network for housing. But there was no room. In October, almost 40% of the residents in the system were asylum seekers, more than three times as many as 2 years ago. Louis, his wife, and their three kids ended up in a hotel room, paid for by the city of Toronto.
Well, everybody has to wake up when the baby's crying. But God give us a peaceful baby. She doesn't cry so much.
1,700 asylum seekers are currently living in Toronto area hotel rooms. That can cost the city $38 or more per night. The city says it's spent almost $50 million housing refugees and asylum seekers over the past 2 years. The day before Louis and his family arrived in Canada, Toronto's mayor, John Tory, asked the province of Ontario and the federal government for help.
We have exhausted our available sites, our resources, and our personnel.
Officials in Ontario's conservative government say the province has already spent $100 million of its own money on education and welfare payments to the new arrivals. They want the federal government in Ottawa to pick up that tab, and the city's costs, too. They say it's only fair because Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his center-left government have encouraged asylum seekers to come to Canada. James Wallace is a columnist for the conservative Toronto Sun.
It would be irresponsible for anyone to invite someone into their house and then turn around and send them off to the neighbors. And that really is what's happened here.
So far, the federal government has reimbursed just over 5% of the cost. Local governments in Canada are normally responsible for supporting asylum seekers while their applications make their way through the country's immigration system. That's according to Debbie Corrigan, executive director of Sojourn House, which runs two emergency shelters for the city of Toronto. Both are devoted exclusively for asylum seekers. She acknowledges the current influx of applicants is not normal.
All of these people coming has also created a backlog that ultimately can take up to 2 years.
2 years of additional costs in a city where rents are skyrocketing. Nigerian asylum seeker Louis spent 3 months looking for an apartment to live in until the family receives a decision on their asylum claim.
The rents are really crazy. They're scary.
He ended up finding a place outside the city where rents are cheaper. He will have a long commute, though, to his job at a telecom company in Toronto, but he's happy to make the sacrifice. That still leaves thousands of asylum seekers in Toronto's shelters for the foreseeable future. And with a nationwide election less than a year away, they're likely to become a campaign issue. In Toronto, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.